Mini Test 1. 1. Anthropology. Listen to a lecture in an anthropology class.
For last night's homework, I asked you to read a couple of myths from both the Mayans and the Aztecs. You'll remember that the Mayan and the Aztec civilizations were two of the largest empires in what we now call Latin America.
You probably noticed how many similarities there were between the two different mythologies. They both have a great reverence for corn, they both place a lot of importance on sacrifice, and they both have similar creation myths. But why do you all think this is? Why are there so many similarities in the mythologies between two cultures that were so distinct? One of the first theories about why Mayan and Aztec mythology are so similar is that they must have descended from the same group of people. That is, anthropologists believe that since they share all this mythology, they must have once been part of the same tribe that just diverged, split up at different points. But you know, there's a lot of evidence that refutes this theory. First, anthropologists have been able to reconstruct hundreds of years of history for the Mayans by studying the architecture and tools they left behind. In fact, they estimate that the Mayan civilization got started somewhere around 1800 BCE. Aztec civilization, meanwhile, dates back only 700 years. The exact origin of either culture has still not been determined, but one thing is sure. These two civilizations probably came from two distinct times, though they did exist at the same time for a while. So if that's not it, then we're still left with the question about why their mythologies are so similar. Here's something I want you to consider. The Mayans and the Aztecs inhabited completely different territories. The Mayans were found in the western and southern parts of modern Mexico, as well as Belize, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The Aztecs, on the other hand, lived in central Mexico. But the thing is that they did come into contact quite frequently. There was some trade between the Mayans and Aztecs, and it's believed that in the course of these negotiations, some of their beliefs were transferred. This could easily account for why sometimes archaeologists will find statues of Mayan gods in Aztec territory or vice versa. Something else that I think is significant is the fact that even if they inhabited different territories, both cultures moved around over a large expanse of land. What does this mean? Well, it means that they probably ended up seeing a lot of the same landscapes while they wandered around. Remember that the mythology of any culture is heavily influenced by the world around them.
So, for example, if both the Mayans and the Aztecs saw that sometimes the land produced, and at other times it didn't, they were bound to incorporate the importance of those conditions into their mythologies.
Does that make any sense to you all? Or just to give another example, if they understood that corn was a staple of their diets, which it was for both cultures, by the way, corn would inevitably have some significance in their mythology.
1. What is the lecture mainly about? 2. What theory about the Mayans and Aztecs does the professor support? 3. According to the professor, which of the following statements is true? 4. Which modern countries are in the same areas the Mayans used to live? Choose two answers. 5. What was a result of the trade relationship between the Aztecs and the Mayans? 6. According to the professor, what food staple did the Mayans and Aztecs have in common?